This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome to another live edition of the Alex Jones Show, where we talk about real issues that actually affect you and your family, where we decipher the lies, the propaganda. A great example of this is the Supreme Court just handed down a ruling, and the media claims that it supports affirmative action. I heard CBS Radio, ABC Television. I was listening to radio and watching TV this morning, and they said, hey, this reaffirms affirmative action. So I went and read the ruling for myself, and it strikes down classical affirmative action, quotas, scores, numbers, adding points. You see, two wrongs don't make a right, and what the Supreme Court has done is a good thing, but it's because of massive pressure from the American people. But it's like last Monday. The Supreme Court ruled they can grab you for any reason, forcibly drug you, and that it gives them total police state power. Now, most of the headlines I saw in the newspapers and what I saw on television said that, oh, the Supreme Court has moved to restrict forced drugging of individuals for trial. I read the ruling. It said as long as there's not a great chance the medication will kill you, they can do it. So they have to fill out a little form and dot an I and cross a T. Takes about 60 seconds, literally, and that's it. They just got to have a prison doctor say this drug's fine, and it happens. But the average person's emailing me going, Alex, I heard your show. You said that the Supreme Court said they can force drug. That's not true. Well, I'm sorry for folks out there that don't know how to read federal rulings or even read deeper into the articles themselves, but the headline may say they restricted forced drugging, but the meat of the articles and the ruling shows that they basically made it unlimited. They may say the Supreme Court just reaffirmed affirmative action. That is not true. Okay, so this is the level of twisting and lying that we deal with on a daily basis. One of their favorite tactics is just mislabeling something. They will say corruption's down in a headline, and then in the body of the article it'll say that corruption's way up. They'll say that campaign finance reform stops corrupt money, and then you find out it doubles the amount of money but restricts the First Amendment. It's something else how they spin things, so that's all coming up in the show today. It turns out that guy they grabbed who was supposedly going to try to cut the Brooklyn Bridge cables was FBI, and that it's all staged, and there's going to be a secret plea for the person. It's just total theater, as we predicted. Turns out a lot of the so-called top al-Qaeda they caught in Afghanistan turned out to be CIA and have already been released. When they have these announcements of arrest, they never mention in the news 6 months later that they quietly release these people. It's total theater. We'll get into that. More on those so-called mobile weapons trucks. It turns out that, yes, they're for pumping up balloons, surveillance balloons, and that our government has some of the very units Iraq has bought from the British, and Iraq also bought from the Russians, and our government knew this day one. But you see, I still have arguments. I did over the weekend with friends and family. Oh, no, I haven't heard those trucks were for pumping up balloons, weather balloons, surveillance balloons. They'd have talked about that on the news. Well, it is in a few newspapers in the country. It is admitted by the U.S. government now. They tried to deny it last week. It's like Patriot Act 2. They say there's no Patriot Act 2. The thing's been introduced in Congress for 6 months, people, under S-22 in the Senate. We'll be right back with more reality. Stay with us.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
You're sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw foods. You haven't alkalized your body, and in fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most important protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume iodized water, normal tap water, that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you into homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. If you want to learn more on how you can naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley, Monday through Friday mornings at 9 a.m. Central, 10 Eastern. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more, or visit Bob on the Internet at www.watershed.net. Your health simply cannot wait any longer.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I've got an author coming on in the next hour. He's written Silent Invasion. Dozens of confirmed cases of Chinese and Cuban and Mexican troops sneaking around down on the southern border, our government aiding and abetting them. And we know that as part of the Pan-American Union, they've signed deals as of last year to bring in Canadian and Mexican troops to, quote, this is the Army War College, quote, deal with American terrorists and for peacekeeping. So it's public, foreign troops to, quote, deal with American terrorists and for peacekeeping. But we'll get some of the other evidence on the research side down at the border with our guest that's joining us in the next hour. And, of course, we're going to have wide open phones today. I really have been striving to go to your calls earlier in the first hour. And if you'd like to get involved on air, I'd love to hear from you. It's 1-800-259-9231. But you know if there's foreign troops in our country, which is admitted at U.S. military bases, Czechoslovakian, you know, Czech Republic, Russian, Dutch, Israeli, British, Australian, Mexican, Canadian. So many of these authors and researchers and WorldNet Daily and everybody are like, oh my gosh, it's an invasion. What's going on? Our government's so stupid. They don't know. Oh my goodness. Of course they know. It's part of a process. You don't think this could be happening if the globalists didn't want it to. You don't think Mexican troops would be killing federal officers every couple months now and shooting up vehicles and beating up American citizens 20 miles over the border and all of this if our government didn't want it to be happening. So we'll get into why it's happening and what's really behind it later in the show today. I really am proud of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and I hope you visit both the websites daily to read along with the legislation, the documents, and the news stories from around the world, the transcripts, the audio files, the interviews, the video clips. There's so much we offer in the information war, in the battle for the republic against the enemy combatants, against those that would overthrow our country. There's so much that we offer in the information war to equip you at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com, not to mention Infowars.net, all three different websites, so definitely check them out today. But I wanted to start the show with a couple articles about the police state and how we can all be entwined in it and caught in this web. This is out of the Boston Globe today. And I always say that. I always read the headline from the website that something comes from. It's the Boston Globe carrying an Associated Press article from the 22nd. So this is from yesterday, Sunday, 22nd of June, 2003, and it's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Police officer fired for smoking tobacco. And before you think he was fired for smoking in his squad car or at the Dunkin' Donuts or on the side of the highway, no, at a party. Now, in Florida last year, they fired a bunch of city employees in several different towns that have banned city and county employees smoking cigarettes or smoking cigars. A senior 20-something year veteran, we had him on the show, I forget the details, is an older police officer, a detective. He smoked a cigar at a going-away party, at a retirement party, and one of the scumbag rookies who needs to move to Russia tattled on his superior and got him fired for smoking the cigar. So that's classic. But so I've seen these articles before. By the way, in a lot of different cities where they put satellite tracker boxes in the police cars, they're now given specific routes to drive, micromanaging the police. If they drive off that route or that sector, they're being fired. Again, they use the police state against their own minions so that they will think it's all kosher when they carry it out against the general public. Well, hey, I got to do this, so you better go along with it. But then when a cop shoots your dog or shoots your child or shoots another officer or gets caught dealing drugs, nothing happens. Really corrupt, bad police are rewarded. Good cops that do petty things are fired immediately. Police officer fired for smoking tobacco. This is a news story out of AP, Fall River, Mass, up in Massachusetts. A police officer who was fired for violating an obscure state law banning smoking among public safety workers plans to fight his dismissal, which was based on an anonymous letter. Now, you see, it's anonymous letter. So let me see. You or I, General JQ, John Q. Public, will get a SWAT team raid because some crackhead informant says that they saw drugs coming out of your house or your business. Just because they want some money. And the cops will make excuses. Hey, well, you know. Okay, well, that's fine. You get fired now, you see, over anonymous letters, which makes me very angry. I don't like corruption. I don't like a violation of due process. I don't like bad things happening to anybody. By the way, I don't just sit here and bash SWAT teams. You're the number one cause of death of your own officers. Police, you should be against SWAT teams. You should learn the numbers, boys. Let me continue. So you're killing yourselves, okay? I wish you'd stop it, please. A police officer who was fired for violating an obscure state law banning smoking among public safety workers plans to fight his dismissal, which was based on an anonymous letter. Wayne Jeffrey, a 7-year veteran of the Fall River Force, was fired May 29th after an internal investigation prompted by a unsigned letter that claimed he smoked tobacco at a party. Oh, wow, now unsigned letters, you lose your job. A 1988 state law that police officers and firefighters are subject to immediate termination if they are found to be using tobacco products either on or off duty. And it goes on, it's our policy to investigate any accusation thoroughly regardless of the source, Police Chief John Solza told Fall River News Herald. The statute, as written, provides us no room for discretion. Oh, so see, now a fifth grader draws a picture of his father, who's an Army captain in Iraq. This just happened a month ago. Draws a picture of his father, the captain, with an M16 during art class. Police were called. He was detained and expelled for the year. Now, I see these articles all the time. Tweety Bird keychains. Anything. Criminal charges. Forced drugging. Kicked out of school. CPS for sick on the families. Well, now it's going to happen to you, cops. You carry out the zero tolerance? Okay, you're going to get to enjoy it. See how this works? You're always the first that really bear the brunt of your own medicine. Statewide, only two other officers have been fired since the law went into effect, but Jeffrey's case was the first based on an anonymous tip. I don't think they drafted this law. They intended it to be used in this manner, Jeffrey said to the Boston Herald. If you're charged with a crime, you get to face your accuser. I never got to face my accuser. Well, sorry, Jeffrey. Under Patriot Act, they can arrest Alex Jones, and my wife wonders where I am 20 years later when they find me in a shallow grave if the feds don't take the time to put me in a meat grinder or a vat of acid. You're like, oh, the government never do that. Oh, no, the FBI's just been caught running hit teams and drug dealing nationwide. Oh, no, they never do that. You're starting to figure it out, aren't you? So you think you get to face your accuser, not in the new homeland? And by the way, any misdemeanor is now an act of terrorism under Section 802. By the way, our veterans didn't fight and die in all these wars, so a cop could be fired for smoking a cigar or smoking a cigarette at a party. This is going on all over the country. Again, I had a Florida police officer, former police officer, veteran on, who smoked a cigar at a party for a going away for retirement, and they found out who did it, some scumbag little rookie trained in the Nazi camps about how to be a good little Soviet. This isn't America, people. And it goes on. State Rep. Robert Correa, Democrat Fall River, agrees and said he would file legislation to give them second chances. Those caught smoking would be have one chance to quit. And it goes on, according to the bill. And just amazing. It goes on and on and on and on. So I got another article here about the police state. This is out of Reuters, as some say. I've been on foreign broadcast, and they call it Reuters. New Zealand farmers fume over flatulence tax. Now, the different federal departments have talked about a fat tax, a soft drink tax. Department of Agriculture wants to start a flatulence tax for your sheep, your cows. Now, of course, there were actually more bovine creatures and more sheep and goat species and more deer species and a larger number in the U.S. 200 years ago than there are now. That's scientific fact. But they don't care. Global warming's a joke and a lie. They don't care. Here it is. New Zealand farmers fume over flatulence tax. See, New Zealand farmers are being asked to cough up $8.4 million to start a year in New Zealand dollars to help reduce greenhouse effects caused by flatulence of their millions of sheep and cattle, as they say, and they say the plan stinks, pun intended, I guess. So they don't care if it's not real science. They don't care if it's totally made up. They're just going to tax you. They just reported, by the way, last week that Europe had its hottest day since 1733. That it was hotter, though, in 1733. Where were the cars in 1733? It was hotter then. See, it's a fraud. It's a lie. But it's a way to tax you and control you, people. So, cops, don't smoke a cigar and can't have your pigs and sheep anymore. We're going to tax you. This is the police state. We'll be right back.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you prepared? Seems that more terrorism on our soil is inevitable. Chemical attacks, biological, nuclear, who knows for sure what dangers lie ahead for America. Recent articles have pointed to vulnerability in our agricultural industry. An attack on our food supply would be devastating. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute has been alerting people to this very real possibility for years. She's helped many of us to prepare for these threats to our survival. Call the ARC Institute today at 1-800-255-1912 and ask about protecting your family's food supply with heirloom seeds. Heirloom seeds have been carefully passed down from generation to generation, preserving America's ability to feed herself. We've certainly been getting some conflicting advice from Washington on how to protect against biological and chemical attacks. Jerry can help here too. The book, Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, will give you all the information you'll need to ensure your family's safety. They say you can't buy happiness, but peace of mind is available at the ARC Institute. Call the ARC Institute today, toll-free, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or visit arcinstitute.com.
I stand up for freedom. I stand up for all your rights as human beings. On this show, Monday through Friday, from 11 to 2 Central and back from 9 to midnight Central, we blast out on the AM and FM dial, the internet at Infowars.com and net and PrisonPlanet.com, and Global Shortwave, from 11 to 2 during the day at 12.172 and 9320, and at night from 9 to midnight at 5.085 and 6890. Now, I've got all this earth-shattering news of incredible import, but I decided to start the show today with the cop being fired, the veteran police officer. An anonymous letter said someone saw him smoking at a party, tobacco, and they say zero tolerance. And we don't need to have witnesses. We don't need to know who the person is. They just said you did it, and that's the end of it. See, anonymous. This is how it works now. And the cop says, wait, I'm innocent until proven guilty. I have due process. You have to tell me, you know, who said this, or you have to have a trial. And they go, no, we don't. We don't have to do anything. Because this is the New World Order. This is the Sovietization of America. Last Friday, I watched a documentary about Stalinist Russia and the things they did and how they operated. Let me tell you, it's a mirror image of what's being set up here today. It's all about control, forcing people off the land into the cities, erecting giant police forces, making the general public criminals, enforcing petty crimes, secret arrest, everything that's happening. But look at this article from Reuters. New Zealand farmers fume over flatulence tax, and it's a huge yearly tax. Last year, New Zealand signed the Kyoto Protocol on global warming and agreed to reduce production of greenhouse gases, which are suspected of being a major cause of climate change. Now the government plans to introduce a tax to help pay for research into livestock emissions, so they're going to use their own money to destroy them, of methane and oxide, nitrous oxide, which account for more than half of the country's greenhouse gases. But farmers argue that reducing greenhouse gases emissions benefits everyone, so all taxpayers should pay the freight. So you see, it's not in this article that the farmers are saying this is ridiculous, global warming's a joke, it's a global tax, the UN's own policy papers say it's a fraud, it's an excuse, they can say there's a global crisis, people will accept a global government and global tax. No, they accept the argument. They just say, we'll make others pay. On current livestock numbers are around 46 million sheep and 9 million cows. The levy will cost farmers around 9 cents a sheep a year and around 72 cents per cow, which is a lot because, you know, they're going to jack it up. Deer and goats will also be taxed, but pigs and poultry, partly contributors to greenhouse emissions by comparison, are exempted. So, see, you think the New World Order isn't going to affect you. And, by the way, you think Bush didn't sign on to Kyoto? He's funding it without signing it. And he signed on to UNESCO that takes over the land, the parks, that sets up these systems, that funds the building of the bureaucracy. Now, what's some of the other articles I have here? Captured Al-Qaeda man was FBI spy. That's the London Telegraph. Also have the Associated Press in Time magazine here. But they put the spin on it. Yeah, he'd been working for the feds for years. He was a double agent. But wait a minute. Ashcroft said they caught him through emails from a third party. Turns out that was an FBI agent he was sending the emails to. And they got caught over in Afghanistan, supposedly catching a bunch of Al-Qaeda. Turned out it was staged arrest. This is mainstream, BBC, AFP. Our government admits it, but you never see it in our newspapers. Most of the guys they arrested and showed you pictures of, oh, we're going to torture them. We're going to get answers from them. Oh, this is high level. Turns out they're CIA or FBI. And turns out they've been quietly released. And we've listed all those names here. This is theater, folks. This is cloak and dagger theater to make you think that they're doing something to scare you into accepting Patriot Act 2. This is out of the London Telegraph. The American Al-Qaeda operative unmasked this week is having planned to bring down the Brooklyn Bridge, was first detained in March and has been used by the FBI for months as a double agent. It was reported yesterday. U.S. authorities waited until last week to announce a plea bargain struck with Layman Ferris, a Pakistan-born lorry driver ordered to scout out terror targets, including the New York landmark. Then you look at all the other supposed hijackers and people. They all had their houses and cars and credit cards paid for by the FBI. 9 of the 19 are proven to be alive. You start adding all this up, it's just so ridiculous. We'll come back and tell you about the Middle East, what's happening with the economy, the debt, the stock market. Big show today. Please stay with us. I love America.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they're inhaled. 803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm sorry, listeners, we're not going to talk about Hillary Clinton's book of lies, which the neocons do for their fellow traveler, their fellow Trotskyite, literally, to make her money. They're all on the same team. I'm sorry, we're not going to talk about Jesse Jackson and what an idiot he is. We already know that. Or how he's a member of the CFR and how it's all a bunch of theater. We're going to talk about real issues of real significance. We're not going to talk about the Lacey Peterson case. We're going to talk, if we talk about kidnappings and murders, we'll talk about how the government runs the major operations and have been convicted and caught doing it. The UN, DynCorp, U.S. government, Israeli government, and others. We talk about stuff that actually affects you and your family on the show, but I will say this. There's been over a million Harry Potter books sold, and we also now have Hillary selling around 500,000 books. I mean, who really cares, folks? Well, I'll say this. I didn't spend much time on Harry Potter last week. I just said, look, the difference between Harry Potter and J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings is, in Lord of the Rings, it doesn't teach you how to perform magic. It isn't following the different levels of a Wiccan cult, that witches and warlocks are members of in what they call a grove. And it actually has a separation between good and evil and these archetypal symbols, but it's still a dangerous doorway into the occult. I've read two of the Harry Potter books, and it is classical occult training. And I've got one big piece of evidence to show this without spending a bunch of time on it. They released the Harry Potter book on the eve of the summer solstice, the high holy point for occult practitioners. And they've released the other books on other high days, the winter solstice and on the summer solstice. And if you track when a lot of rock bands who have been caught engaging in the occult, I mean, they found a chopped up dead kid at the Rolling Stone mansion in a pool of blood on a bed with the kid's heart cut out. In the 70s, nothing happened to him, with a known voodoo witch doctor there in the building. But the Rolling Stones and others released their records on the summer or winter solstice. And, of course, they released the Harry Potter trash on that date. So sit there. I hear the neocons defending Harry Potter, saying it's good for your kids. It's not a cult. Oh, these right-wing extremists make us look bad. Okay, keep lying to people. Keep putting out your propaganda, okay? We know what's going on, all right? Okay? Keep saying Skull and Bones is a Christian organization or Bohemian Grove is a Christian organization that Bush attends. Just keep saying that Moloch worship is a good thing. I'm sorry, Moloch is in the Old Testament, and it is the god they worship at Bohemian Grove. It was a human sacrifice god. I mean, we're supposed to ignore all this. It's all hidden in plain view, people. It's all hidden right out in plain view, and they're asking their god to empower them. I mean, turn on the radio. Listen to rock and roll, folks. And you know, I'm going to admit it. I listened to it years ago. I like it. You know, it's got this powerful sound, but I don't listen to it anymore. But a much healthier and happier person. You listen to it, it's half the songs talk about how they're in service to Satan, people. You're supposed to just laugh and go, oh, it's just funny. It's just for having fun. Yeah, look at how these people's lives end. So that's all I have to say about Harry Potter. Yeah, go ahead on the eve of the summer solstice. That's the high holy point. It's the eves before the solstice. That's what Halloween is going into the winter, and they've got the winter solstice. They've got it all. They've got the summer solstice. And they have another high holy day in the middle of July. That's when they kick off the Bohemian Grove revelry for the fire festival. So, and they say that at the Grove. I've been there with the world leaders. International Television, Trio Network, San Francisco Chronicle. They admit, Alex Jones snuck in, the Grove admits, yeah, they do this ritual, but it's just for fun. You're Christian leaders worshiping Satan, ladies and gentlemen, but it's just for fun. And then all the big French and British newspapers reported the last month, all the dead bodies are digging up of women and children all over France, killed in ritual sacrifices, world leaders connected, Dutch royal family, French leaders, bankers. But it's just the back of the paper. Okay, they dug up a bunch of dead kids with their hearts cut out. Let's move on. It's all just fun. Go buy your Harry Potter book. It's not a problem. Makes me sick. So you need to put your thinking caps on, folks, and realize the truth is stranger than fiction, and we're in a bizarre system right now. Oh, my goodness. Also, there has been a massive earthquake in Alaska. And depending on what Richter scale, 7.1 to 7.3, the West Coast, Alaska, Tsunami Warning Center, NOAA News reports, and a watch status for an even larger earthquake than is possible, because this thing was pretty sudden, they say, and that usually means larger ones, at least it does in some cases. And 65 miles southeast of Boulder Island, Alaska, 290 miles west of the capital of Alaska. It goes on here. So there was a big earthquake up there. We've got that news for you. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. I'm going to your calls here in about 30 seconds. 800-259-9231. Captured Al-Qaeda man was FBI. Details of that coming up. Powell proposes U.S. Mideast free trade link. Woman talks friend out of suicide. Police shoot her dog. The Cocker Spaniel ran up wagging its tail, according to witnesses. They yelled, "The dog is sweet. It likes you," and the officer killed it. Also, we will get into Afghanistan regains its title as world's biggest heroin dealer. It was down there at the bottom just a few years ago, but after liberation, the CIA's favorite product is flowing in for your family. Also, being tracked down by your mobile phone, BBC, they now admit the U.S., England, New Zealand, Canada, Australia, the echelon family of countries, that you're all being tracked by your cell phone now. A big clothes manufacturer is going to at least abandon RFID tags for now because of your boycott. This out of RFID Journal, the official propaganda journal of RFID and the Pentagon. Also, ID technology, a waiting avalanche. That's out of the Mercury News, warning people about it. Two suspect labs could have produced hydrogen. That's the LA Times, and they admit in the article that that our government knew the British and the Russians had sold them these, and that our government even bought some of the British vehicles. But they are well known to fill surveillance blimps and weather balloons, and that's the only thing they can be used for, and it was clearly marked as such. We covered this last week, but now it's in the L.A. Times. That's an incredible rarity to see that reported here. So total lies. I knew day one what it was. They all have Jane's weapons dictionaries with them. All the commanding officers, high-level officers do, and they knew what that was. And so did our so-called arms inspectors. They got computer programs. They just load it up and type in the serial number. They know what it is. Israeli soldier made woman drink cleaning fluid. I want to commend the Israeli government for indicting the soldier. But that's just to make him look good, though, in the aggregate. Report cast doubt on Iraq Al-Qaeda connection. Our own CIA told Bush this is not Al-Qaeda. They are not with Al-Qaeda. They hate Al-Qaeda. Saddam kills Al-Qaeda. And so Dick Cheney dropped by Langley, Virginia, and said, "You better get it straight." You know, when the vice president puts his hand on your shoulder and says, we know you'll find them. Netanyahu says Iraq-Israel oil pipeline will open in near future, so they're going to be getting the oil for free. It's all coming up. Right now, let's go to Don in Oregon. Don, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How's it back there in Dallas-Fort Worth area where you're at?
I'm sorry, you were cutting out. What did you say, sir?
You're back there in Dallas-Fort Worth area?
I'm in Austin, Texas.
Oh, Austin. That's right. That's right. Well, anyway, I was pretty much shocked by that article on the police you talked about over the air a little while ago. And is the full APS story on your website?
Are you talking about the story where the cop
got fired?
An anonymous tip said
yeah.
that he was seen smoking cigarettes and now
yeah.
he's fired?
Right.
Yes, let me dig the article out. It is on InfoWars.com. It's an AP article.
It's right on the web page there under the logo.
Yeah, that's where
logo.
We post the stories, yep.
Right under the logo with a cigarette. Okay, because I was going to...
Well, did you just find it? I don't...
No, I'm off the Internet right now on the phone, so I can get back on and find it. But I was gonna publicize it to the police departments around here, let them know. A lot of these guys probably aren't even aware of this.
Now, you notice they tell him, we don't need any witnesses. We don't need, you don't get a trial. And the officer says here that he should get, trying to find his exact quote, that he's innocent until proven guilty. He goes, those caught smoking would have one chance to quit. That's what the new state law would say. But the old state law says that you need not even be have a witness. It can be an anonymous letter. It says if you're charged with a crime, you get to face your accuser. I never got to face my accuser, Officer Jeffrey said, and it was from an anonymous tip that he was seen at a party smoking a cigarette. Now, a year ago, I had a police officer, a veteran detective on, who was seen smoking a cigar at a party and was fired. So, and you don't get any chance to face your accuser. No due process. But see, if they can do it with something like that to a cop, they can do it to anybody.
Right. Well, I think this is a prime story to start going around to your local police departments with, you know, if nothing else, with a printout of the APS report, and just start blasting it. Because where else can you get more mileage than if you go to them and talk about something that happened to them? It's incredible. It's incredible.
Well, and again, if a cop goes in the wrong house and shoots somebody innocent, nothing happens to them, but they're caught dealing drugs, it gets covered up.
Yeah, if they smoke
a cigar. Bad cops are protected, but good cops are fired for no reason. Go ahead.
I think this is a great way to get to them, to let them know that you know they're not protected from this new world order. They're just as much, if even more so. They're more adhered to it.
Well, there's been a call from Congress. To ban cigarettes and make it a felony, a controlled substance like cocaine, and don't think they won't pass it. And let me add something to this. Already, if you're under 16 in Texas, you can serve up to a year in juvenile for having one cigarette. I mean tobacco cigarettes. See, it's making everything a crime, casting a wide net to get everybody in their private prisons building widgets.
On another note, I live out in North Central Oregon, so I don't get the local scuttlebutt too much what goes around Portland or over on the west side of Oregon where most of the law is made or drafted up in Salem. But I guess now they're really starting to get fired up on putting these $50 toll boxes in cars now, so where they can tax you for driving around.
Well, Oregon did announce that they're moving to make it official law under
yep.
a federal edict. And in all states, we're about 5 years from satellite tracker boxes in all cars and taxation. It is official.
Well, Portland, Oregon, and Salem are just test kitchens for the New World Order. I mean, this is the Moscow of the West out here. It's ridiculous. You know, I've lived here for most of my life. You know, I'm 60 years old, and 50-some-odd years of it I've lived in Oregon. And I can attest to the fact that this is really a Gestapo run state, which has trial by ambush.
We see more out-of-control bizarreness out of Oregon than probably even New York or Illinois.
Well, we got a lesbian mayor out here in Portland, and she's real t- tight with Janet Reno, and together they got Moose in here. You know, Charles Moose, got him in Portland, and he was the guy that was in charge of the snipers back there in the Washington, D.C. area.
Yeah, it's funny. The snipers come from Oregon where Moose is at, and then he shows up to handle the case, and you got feds crawling all over it. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
In Operation Northwoods, U.S. government plan calls for the U.S. government to carry out sniper attacks and how to frame patsies. And I don't have time to get into it, but was a government operation. All the evidence is conclusive. Who's up next, Mark? All right, Daryl in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, did you get a chance to catch Texmar's Great Power of Prophecy broadcast this weekend?
No, I didn't.
Okay, the program dealt with the Sovietization of America, something you just mentioned recently. And a couple quick points. Tech's dear wife, Wanda, as I'm sure you probably knew, had
fell down and broke her shoulder in five places.
I'd like to ask the prayer warriors who are listening to please pray for a speedy recovery for Wanda.
Absolutely.
A couple things Tech brought up was that the Soviet criminal code, I believe it was Section 58, being implemented in the U.S. right now with all this new legislation. We got three former KGB FSB chiefs in the U.S. right now that you're aware of, Gorbachev, Yevgeny Primakov, and General Karpov. Plus a whole bunch of colonels and lower-level KGB
and
guys.
And announced 2 months ago that Primakov is helping run Homeland Security in the Internal Passport Division.
And some of these colonels...
part of freedom, having the KGB here. I mean, they don't just implement the KGB system. They bring them here.
And some of these colonels are coming right into work on Homeland Security, Alex. So is there any chance that you could get Tex on soon to talk about this?
Yes, I would love
program.
To get Tex on.
So I appreciate that, Alex, and God bless you and keep up the good work.
Daryl, let me ask you another question.
Yes, sir.
Do you think it's a wake-up call to police that now they need not even have a witness? A unsigned letter can get a cop fired claiming I saw the cop smoke a cigarette off-duty.
Well, I hope it is, Alex, because as you've mentioned on your program before, these people eat their young. And the local police, I've talked to my friends in the local police and said, when they start really cracking down and they've used you, then they'll take care of you to make sure that you're not left behind to be a witness. So, yeah, I hope it is a wake-up for them.
Well, they always do. And you know, we're here calmly talking about official news that they're peopling the new Homeland Security Department with former KGB chiefs. Now this is admitted fact. See, it's so bizarre, though, people can't even interface with it. I can't.
And I think, Alex, that Tech said that Primakov was getting something like $250,000 a year for this work that he's doing. So isn't that something? That's coming out of the taxpayers' pocket to pay for the guys that are overseeing the Gulag system that's going to be set up in the U.S. And Tech also mentioned that besides Guantanamo, they may be shipping out dissidents to maybe the Dominican Republic. So I'm sure they got lots of places to send the renegades, Alex.
Yeah, we're sitting here calmly talking about KGB chiefs running things. And coming up in about 10 minutes, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil. But, you know, KGB's good, founding fathers are bad. We have FEMA on tape saying the founding fathers, Christians, are enemies of the government, homeschoolers, everyone. Anybody with property, you're all to be arrested. Don't worry, you'll thank Bush. He's very conservative.
You're sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw foods. You haven't alkalized your body, and in fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most important protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume iodized water, normal tap water, that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you into homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. If you want to learn more on how you can naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley, Monday through Friday mornings at 9 a.m. Central, 10 Eastern. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more, or visit Bob on the Internet at www.watershed.net. Your health simply cannot wait any longer.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropores filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we got a guest coming up, the author of Silent Invasion. Again, we do have a guest coming up, the author of The Silent Invasion. In the next hour. And we'll get into how our government's bringing in foreign troops. Of course, the author's basically saying that they're all here and the government doesn't know about it. Or, well, no, it's official. They're sanctioning it. They're setting it up. And I know we get up here and talk about former KGB chiefs and colonels and others here helping run Homeland Security. That is official, folks. But a couple of years ago, Powell really freaked people out, Secretary of State, when he said, oh, yeah, he was having a meeting with Putin about how Putin was trying to help him learn how to set up an internal checkpoint, and Putin was telling him, well, the Russians won't accept internal checkpoints anymore, but your people will. So they're doing it, and it's under the guise of seatbelt checks and amber alerts, but officially it is the takeover of the society, and they have former heads of KGB and others here doing it. And it's official news reports. I mean, it's just, you know, oh, KGB's good, yeah. So that's your new America, folks. And I just want to mention this briefly, then we'll go to your calls. Court issues split decision on affirmative action. A lot of articles are saying that they ruled for affirmative action. Law school policy upheld. Undergrad program overturned. So, I mean, law schools could always choose who they wanted, and there was always discrimination there. I mean, I think it's wrong if you've got a white student who's got a 98 and a black student who's got a 95, and they give it to the black student. But let's be honest, there's an even bigger form of discrimination in the good old boy network for bureaucrats and elected officials' children and people like George Bush, who had a failing grade but got into Yale. So we see this over and over again. So, you know, it's not just the minorities that get preferential treatment. Let's be honest about that. But Supreme Court did rule that with the undergrads, they cannot overstep people who have better test scores. Two wrongs don't make a right. That happened because of extreme pressure. But it's funny how they always get you to focus in on what the minorities are doing and what they're getting, but never on how the fat cats get the real preferential treatment. So there's a lot of different forms of affirmative action going on out there. That's what we do on this show, is we show you different sides of the equation. Before I go to all the people that are holding, like Matt and Rob and Wyatt and others, I do want all of you to see Police State 3, Total Enslavement. It covers Patriot Act 1 and 2, my new film. Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, Continuity of Government, the foreign troops, the concentration camps, the national ID cards, how the government's carrying out the terror, how it's illegitimate. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes long, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, an amazing new film, $25.95. But if you order three or more of any of my nine videos, Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, they all drop down to $20 a piece when you get three or more of any of the nine films. Then you have my book. It's a Descent into Tyranny, 230 pages, only $12. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order the films or my book. Get the books. Make hundreds of copies of the films. Get them out there. Wake up America. The truth is so bizarre and so horrible, when they see the globalists admitting all of it, they're going to wake up. So you want a tool to turn the tide, my videos will do it. Call toll-free to get them at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action. Get involved in the info war. Air them on Access TV. Give copies to your police. Educate them now. 888-253-3139. Your calls, the news, and a guest. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
Are you prepared? Seems that more terrorism on our soil is inevitable. Chemical attacks, biological, nuclear. Who knows for sure what dangers lie ahead for America? Recent articles have pointed to vulnerability in our...